Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Here you go.
Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday to you, to you, to you.
Yaz a Dirty Germans brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Mmm, Schweinefly.
Now, the Men's Room wants to know who sucks less?
Hey, time for Who Sucks Less. Steve Thrill Hillier bring us three stories from the news each and every week. They always suck. It's up to us, though, to determine out of these three stories which one sucks the least. Now, if you happen to like KISW on Facebook, follow us on X and Instagram. The debate is already underway on Who Sucks Less.
Yes, indeed. And today we'll be visiting, West Memphis. Guess what state, Ted?
Tennessee.
Arkansas.
Damn it!
Yeah, I know. We'll also be visiting Florida, because Florida just can't help itself. And then we will go and take to the friendly skies. But let us start in West Memphis, Arkansas, where a graduation ceremony at a school there turned chaotic when a fight broke out among the parents. Video taken at the scene of Falk Elementary School shows women engaged in a loud verbal dispute with two men initially trying to intervene before getting drawn into the fray themselves. And as punches flew, children can be heard crying in the background, pleading for the confrontation to end, while other attendees just left the area. Now, it remains unclear what sparked the incident. But after the fight, one woman was seen with her wig pulled off, and one man's shirt was...
You said Arkansas.
West Memphis.
Yeah, I think we know.
West Memphis.
And one man's shirt was significantly stretched around the neck. Now, the West Memphis School District responded with a statement condemning the behavior and emphasizing a zero-tolerance policy for actions that disrupt the learning environment, blah, 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 all the stuff you're supposed to say. They are seeking prosecution. They added, those involved in the fight, they may face bans from school property, restricting access to scheduled meetings, and pick up and
drop. But nobody was seriously hurt, right?
Nobody was seriously hurt. But my beef with this is...
It's an elementary graduation.
It's an elementary school.
Come on.
Man, sorry. Yeah. Just with kids, come on, man. Save that for high school. Yeah, wig pulled off. Now we go to Florida, where a Sam's Club outlet, they had to destroy more than $10,500 worth of Spam and Vienna sausages. How much Spam and Vienna sausage does it take to add up to 10?
It's Sam's. It's like Costco.
That's what I'm saying.
So it's a big pallet.
But it's already Spam and Vienna sausage. That is a lot. Anyway, over $10,000 worth of that. They say it had to be destroyed after a 70-year-old man urinated on two pallets of the canned goods. A witness spotted Patrick Mitchell relieving himself in aisle 18 at Sam's Club in Lady Lake. That's an Orlando area town. The witness, she used her cell phone to take a picture of the defendant and reported the incident to store employees. Now, Sam's Club managers, they reviewed surveillance footage and spotted a man walking up to the pallets. I love how they say this. Placing both hands in front of him below the belt line and stood there for several seconds. That's according to Detective Ronnie Williams. And he adds, behavior consistent with urination. Ronnie, just say the man was peeing. Anyway, upon inspecting the area, workers confirmed that there was urine on two pallets containing about 188 bulk units of Vienna sausage and 345 units of 8-count cans of Spam Classic. Now, the merchandise has been contaminated with bodily fluids, requiring them to be discarded, that according to Sam's Club. And again, the combined value, $10,584.54. Now, investigators charged that after Mitchell urinated on the canned goods, he was recorded strolling around the snack section, sitting on patio furniture for about 10 minutes. He then walked to register number 2, paid for his items, and left the store. He was subsequently arrested for disorderly conduct and criminal mischief. The last one's considered a felony since the damage is over $1,000. By the way, he lives at the Villages.
Oh.
70-year-old man. Mike and I are debating, do you think they really, quote-unquote, destroyed the merchandise or hosed that S off and the
well,
back.
Well, sealed. That was going to be my question. Sealed, and theory, so just rinse it.
They definitely have to say, we destroyed the merchandise, $10,000 worth. Mike and I were like, okay, whatever. And now we take to the friendly skies. We're during a flight from San Francisco to Manila. A disturbing incident occurred. Around 4 hours into the flight, a man stood up from his seat and started urinating on Jerome Gutierrez, who was sleeping in business class. So the victim's stepdaughter, Nicole Cornell, she said Gutierrez was startled when he woke up to find a man urinating on him, initially thinking it was a dream. But it was not a dream. She explained that flight attendants advised her stepfather not to confront the passenger that peed on him, fearing that it might lead to a violent altercation, which is to be expected when someone pees on someone else on a flight. United Airlines, they did provide him with a set of pajamas to replace the soiled clothing, but the airline did not immediately address what Cornell described as a serious biohazard. So in other words, he had to sit in the pee, but they did give him pajamas.
Jesus.
Now, the stepdaughter expressed her disgust on how the situation was handled, criticizing the airline for prioritizing its operation over her stepfather's well-being. But following the incident, United Airlines, they did take action. They banned the man involved. Spokesman for the airline confirmed the individual responsible for the urination has been permanently banned from flying on United. The other airlines, hey, man, here's
we'll take it.
So those are your three stories. We have the fight that breaks out among adults at an elementary school graduation, which is what pisses me off, and a woman had her wig torn off. We have the guy in Florida, 70 years old. He just peed on $10,000 worth of Spam and Vienna sausage, but to his credit, he was there to shop because he did buy some stuff, register number 2 and rolled out. And then this guy who inexplicably stood up, peed on another passenger on a plane, and basically got in no trouble for it. Other than, hey, we can't let you back on United.
Okay, Ted, I think flight sucks the most. Because the guy got peed on.
I would agree with
it. That's a long flight.
If I'm the victim of any one of these, that's the one I'm irritated about.
I don't believe
that
was an intentional act by the other guy. The situation.
What, the urination thing?
I think he was probably sleepwalking. Just you've woken up and peed in a pot, and he had no idea you're out.
I peed in my own laundry basket. You know, I peed on my own bed.
I peed on the corner of my bed.
I tried to poop in a chair in my bedroom.
I've seen this movie. I know. Not in a plane. So I know it can be done.
It can be.
Graduation ceremony. In this instance,
like I said, when the kids are the ones that
have the traumatic experience.
Yeah, I don't care about the adults.
I'm going to say that one sucks the most. Tied with the guy who got peed on. So he's only 70, but I got to guess the guy who peed on the Spam sucks the least.
Yeah, I mean, the graduation, I'm with you. And look, I don't even need to be a detective, right? I'm assuming these parents aren't together or never were and... Somebody, you know, just some trash stuff, right? Because it's like, it's a kid's graduation. If it's that big of a deal, you can pull somebody's sign and say, like, just not now. We can figure it out.
Right.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Right? Fair.
Well, the women started it. The guys tried to break it up. And the next thing you know,
How that works.
They got to defend, you know.
Correct.
But how that played out.
Given this one, I'm with you. And also, I just don't see why you had to destroy it.
Somebody just rinse it off.
It's in cans. It's sealed.
That's what Mike and I were arguing. Obviously, Sam's Club must make the statement that the product's been destroyed. If I'm the manager of that Sam's Club, like, take that ass out back, hose it off.
Take it home.
And nobody knows. Yeah, or take it home.
Take it home.
It does seem odd at 70. Like, you're not that old.
Correct.
And you stayed.
Correct.
You could have taken the time to go find a bathroom.
Yes.
Seems like a dude that just doesn't care and didn't think he was going to get caught.
He lives in the villages. I'm saying he did not care.
Shot of the Day is coming up at 5:08. You are listening to The Men's Room.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.